always. Glad to tell you it won't last always. Won't come when you want.
He's on time.
I get high.
Put it out.
We think May and June for night. Keep the faith. He did it before. He'll do it again, yeah. Restore to you everything that was taken.
Welcome to Every Artist Podcast. I'm your host, May Santiago. I'm here with my co-host, Lisa G. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
We have a special guest today. It's Keandra Lockhart. Welcome to the show, Keandra.
Hey, hey.
Man, we was over here jamming to this song.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just enjoying the day and, you know, just chilling. But yeah, I'm good. I want to say thank you, though, for having me, too.
Oh, man, it's an honor and a pleasure. I'm
thank
a total
you
fan
me.
Of your voice. You're like one of the premier power singers in gospel music, and we just love it.
Thank
so
you.
It's definitely an honor to have you on the show. So tell me,
yeah,
how
so
are
much.
You? Yeah, definitely. How are you holding up? I think you're based in Atlanta, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so how are things going for you now? I know it's a lot of, you know, pandemonium and protesting, looting, and all kinds of things are going on in the world with COVID-19. How are you holding up?
Well, I am holding up pretty good, actually. You know, trying to stay as focused on God as I possibly can, especially with all of the, you know, the media coverage and social media, you know, all those types of things. All of the platforms have all of the news, and every bit of what's going on them. And so I try my best to, stay off of that as much as I can. You know, I'm an entrepreneur as well, so I have to promote my business and, you know, continue to promote the Keyondra Lockett brand. So it's not always as easy to stay off, but, you know, I get on, put all of my information on there, whatever I'm uploading or posting, rather, and I'm getting off, you know, just to keep a clear mind because there's just a lot, you know, going on.
Yeah, I understand that totally. Same thing here. We just went back into phase two over here in New Jersey, and it appears that we are supposed to be opening up some more, I think it's some more restaurants and things like that this following week, the gyms and things like that. But with the cases rising, we don't know if it's going to actually happen or we're going to go get right back into another lockdown. So it's kind of tough all around.
Wow. Yeah, don't be like Florida.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to apologize because I just did a Dr. Bobby Jones on your name. It's Keyondra.
And not Keyondra. I was going to let you slide. Yeah, well, it's Keyondra Lockett. But, you know, they call me Keyondra Lockhart. They call me Keyondra Lockett. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, it's all right. I'm good.
You kind of like me. I'll correct I'd just call me Lisa. Are we good?
Look, I'll correct them later on down, you know, down the line. I'm not about exposing people, so, you know.
So could you please just go through and tell us about this entrepreneurship that you have with your sister? Could you tell us about the businesses that you guys have ventured into?
Yeah, sure. We have a leisure wear line for women, for black women, actually. It's called Jolie Noir, and it means pretty black in French. And it's our contribution to the whole My Black is Beautiful pot, if you will, you know, brown girl beauty, that type of thing. And the whole narrative, we want to push that, that My Black is Beautiful, you know, that brown girls are special, you know, that we are beautiful. And that's dark brown to medium to light skin brown. We don't ever want anybody to get it twisted. You know, we're for brown girls, point blank, period. And we just wanted to make sure that black women knew their value and their worth. And sometimes you can't reach everybody through, you know, your social media page or, you know, through just other platforms or like music or something like that. But clothing is another way to really put great and positive messages out there. And we wanted to start this line, and not necessarily for that alone. We've always had the entrepreneurial spirit, if you will. My sister and I started back in 2009, and for those who have been rocking with us since then, you'll remember the Red Glasses Sisters. We had an online boutique where we sold eyewear, and that didn't really pan out the first time the way that we needed and wanted it to, because we didn't really have experience in business, didn't have experience in marketing, and you know, now we've gotten a chance to see a lot of the other black girls, even more so than any other brands and companies, but more black girls pop up on the scenes like Ming Lee and Nia Ray. And they've just really, you know, just shed light on how black girls can take over in business. And so we've had just examples like them. And it's really been an amazing ride for us. We kind of put things on pause and on hold back in 2013, 2014, when the group started back traveling and those types of things. We decided to put everything on hold for the ministry's purpose. And, so once the group disbanded, we started back and came up with another idea, you know, wanted to make sure that we came up with a better niche. And, here we are, 3 years strong, but 1 year strong in business.
Did you make, I got to ask, as a melanated woman.
Hey, man.
Do you make plus size? Because I know that a lot of clothes is not made for plus size women, much less black Like when Ling Bryant was never my thing. I think it was kind of a little bit too big. But tell us I know it's geared towards us, but
yes.
What sizes do you make, where we can find this? Because we want to use this platform as well for you as an artist, and then what endeavors you have going on now. So
right.
I know you went over it, but can you tell us the website where we can go get
yes.
it, especially, you know, me, take notes?
Yes, sure I can. We have sizes small to extra large, but then we have our Jolinois extended sizes, which go from extra large to 4X in the T-shirts and sweatshirts, and then we even go up to 5Xs in the leggings. And so you can go to that website, that's JolieXNoir.com, www.JolieXNoir.com. And I know some folks be, you know, kind of, you know, confused and stuff, so I'm going to spell it for y'all. It's JolieXNoir.com. And you can also follow us and go and check out our Instagram business page as well. That's JolieXNoir Apparel.
Wow.
Thank you.
There you have it. And I'm especially like the idea that your target base is African-American women. And I think that's amazing because, as we all know, the African woman is the true queen of this earth. So
aww.
I think that's amazing. Yeah, I think that's amazing. I have something for the melanated women.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing the fact that, you know, it is true that African American, and I hate saying that, we're melanated. I'm melanin goes
black girl.
So, you know, we are beautiful, but we were not, and I wouldn't say taught, but the images that we see every day is always the lighter, the better. And that's not necessarily, that's not true at all. It's not necessarily.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
They did a study a while back with young ladies who were to choose who was beautiful, who wasn't, who was good and who wasn't, who was bad. And it was always negative towards the melanin, you know, the color, the brownness of our skin.
Yes.
The darker you were, the badder you were, the uglier you were. And it's very important for our children to realize that you are beautiful. You're exotic, so much so that they envy you. They go get the butt and the hips and the cheekbones because you have it naturally. The lips, you know. So kudos.
Thank you. And I want to speak to that right quick because that's an amazing point. And that's a part of the reason why most of the graphic designs that we have, because we have some text, and then we have mostly graphic designs of black women, and most of the designs have darker skin complexioned women. So that was our goal, and that's on purpose. We're definitely going to create more designs that have fair skin and light skin women, but when you think about the dark skinned woman, she is the one that that gets she's our front
overlooked,
if you will. Yeah, she's overlooked, but she's the front man as it relates to like being like society comes down on her a lot harder than fair skin, chocolate skin, or light skin. So that's our front man, like wearing her on our shirt. That should make all of us as black women, you know, be proud and to have her back because she is overlooked and she's not seen as beautiful or worthy, you know, but she is, you know, and so I think that it's up to us as brown skin, fair skin, and light skin to push her to the forefront and affirm her, validate her, you know, and that's what we're doing by putting darker skinned girls on our shirts.
Yeah, we definitely have to deprogram ourselves from the European standard of beauty and go back to what your platform and your clothing line is doing is making it normalizing that skin tone so we can understand that's where, you know, that's where it all begins in the first place.
Right.
But we got to learn how to have, we got to learn how to have that pride and understand that is beautiful as well. Yeah. And that's, so that's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
So I just want to say, we just had one of your ex members of Zail, last weekend. We had, Andrea
yeah.
was on here. Yeah. Amazing singer.
Yes.
Very down to earth. We had a great time with her.
Yeah. yeah. No, I heard the song and heard her interview actually. And, yeah, it was amazing. Of course, you know,
then you know, yeah. we're going to ask you to sing too, right?
Oh, okay.
We're going to
yes.
need that little minute.
I'm gonna have to get a seatbelt. If I gotta get a seatbelt, if Keandra gonna say, because I can't take it, man. I'm telling you, like she
like,
is
I'm
the truth. Here. I'm telling you,
she
is the truth.
Thank
she
you.
She is the truth. I'm telling you. So speaking of music, so what are some of the projects that you're working on musically right now?
Okay, actually, before the pandemic hit like crazy, I was in the studio working on an EP. And both my producer and I, Teddy P. Williams, we came up with a title for it. It's called Cornerstone. And the reason for that title was because when you think about the foundation of a building, the cornerstone is the stone that you build on. And I thought that it would be really dope, especially in these, you know, these last days,
mm-hmm.
to really, you know, if we're gonna be all the way real, you know what I'm saying? I'm real with it. I'm a Christian. I will try to be anyway, but we gotta, you know, really be honest about where we are in today's time. And so, when I think about the music that I should be putting out right now, there needs to be an amazing sound, you know, like dope beats and great bops and all that kind of stuff. But the message needs to really hit home to the hearts and the minds of the people. And so I thought that Cornerstone was something that would be an amazing, amazing opening message, because you always think about the title of an album first, and that sparks the interest of the consumer. And so I thought that it would be amazing to have, because as Christians, as believers, as people, point blank period, we have storms to come in our lives, and if we're not careful, they will knock us down. But you have to have Jesus Christ, which the Bible says is the chief cornerstone, and without him you cannot build on you can't build your house or build your building, if you will. Without him, when the storms come, you're going to just blow away, you know, because you don't have anything to sustain you, anything to keep you stable, you know. And so honestly, throughout my whole life, I've had many storms to come, and honestly, I have been tossed to and fro, but I thank God for helping me to realize that, you know, the storms come, and they come to basically sometimes to, you know, tap us on the shoulder, like, boo, you're not ready. You know, you're not strong as you claim to be. You're not strong as you say you are. And so get in your word, pray, and, you know, be focused on the Lord. And it's not easy. You know, it's easier for me to sit here and say that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it is just something that you got to do. And, yeah, I just thought that would be an amazing message to spread right now.
It's definitely needed. Definitely needed. And speaking of your voice, which I am a huge fan of, my first project from you was a solo project from you was Soul Couture a couple years
yeah.
back.
Wow.
What,
hey, look,
yeah.
you are a supporter for real.
I'm for real, for real. I'm real about this.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just love the idea that you took some of the most, like, these popular songs and you gospelized them. What was the idea behind those projects, Couture 1 and Couture 2? Like, what was the idea behind that?
The idea behind it was to I wanted to further establish myself as a songwriter, and I thought it would be really dope to do a mixtape. But whenever you think about mixtapes, you never think about gospel remixes.
Mm-hmm.
You never think about taking a Donald Lawrence song or, you know, something like that and remixing it. You know, that's like, mixtapes aren't gospel related. They are secular related.
Right.
So I thought, though, well, look, I can just take this secular song and put gospel lyrics to it, and there you have it. I got a gospel mixtape, something
right.
that people my age would accept. And so I had someone working with me on that. They chose the song, and I, you know, deconstructed them, if you will, and, you know, rewrote them to fit me and to fit my life and experiences. And long story short, everybody really appreciated Soul Couture 1, but it wasn't until and that's how I got my my fan base, the fan base aside from Zael, which is honestly what I needed, because I had no idea that along the way and years down the line that we wouldn't be together. And so I definitely needed my own fan base for when, you know, things would when we would split apart, and I was ready to do my own thing. So, and it's so crazy because gospel is still traditional, even though we're trying to get, you know, like, I guess, sect genres, if you will, but it's still traditional, and still my sound is not as accepted. It's becoming accepted, but it's not as accepted. So I needed the fan base that I have and that I gained from that particular body of work. And it wasn't, though, until the second Soul Couture that I even furthered that reach. I got a chance to work with my brother from here, DJ Dex, who was the DJ mm-hmm. on that second body of work. And because he is who he is, I was able to get it on platforms like datpiff.com. Like, when you think about datpiff.com, you
right.
think about
hip-hop.
Like, right, hip-hop. And so my Soul Couture mixtape is on datpiff.com and other platforms that are, you know, pretty major, especially for a little old gospel mixtape. So yeah, so it's just been, you know, really that whole idea is Keyondra Lockett. It's who I am. It's the fashion. It's the music. You know, I'm not a traditional gospel artist, and so I really needed to use those bodies of work to showcase that. You know, with Zael, we're a unit, we're a group. I do whatever the group does, but apart from that, that's where my brand was fashioned or created. You know, and so yeah.
Wow. So are you guys? And that's the thing. I like the new. It's like almost creating a new genre in gospel.
Wow.
You know, you and Kiara, Sheer, you guys are coming with something fresh and new. That
thank you.
Like, you can literally ride to your music in the car. And just the message is still there, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? This is like, this music is awesome. Like,
wow, thank you.
Definitely. That's why we were in here jamming to that song. I had some of my friends over here, and we were just jamming to that song. Like,
hey.
So, are you guys looking to do any more collaborations together as Zael as a collective, or like maybe every now and then you guys get together and do like one song here and there?
Well, honestly, because we are on different paths now, on, you know, separate roads, probably not the best thing right now, or not even a thought in any of our heads, actually. But, you know, I'm always about, you know, the supporters and never confusing them. The fact that 5 years ago we disbanded, we had, let's see, look, what's the nice, cute political way to say it, without putting us on Front Street like that, because I ain't about that life. But, yeah, so we had ladies to leave as well, you know, and then, of course, the group disbanded, but we gave no explanation for why the group disbanded or why the ladies left, or because that's not necessarily anybody's business, but we never even forewarned anybody. We never told anybody anything. And what I love about having a publicist and, you know, having a team of people who can direct you to help you to make those decisions is that they do just that. They help you to make the right decisions and help you to paint a better picture. And so with that, right now I know for me, that's what I've been doing is painting a better picture of the past, painting a better picture of my now, and painting a better picture of the future, which, I mean, that's not in my hands. That's in God's hands. But I think that just being focused on my now consumers and the people who, you know, support me now, that's my focus right now, you know, and right. I think that right now that's the smart thing to do. Now,
yeah.
Somewhere down the line, it would be dope. It would be really cool to do that. I mean, because look at the Clark sisters. They did their
I was waiting. I was literally waiting to throw that in there. I was well, you know.
Right. So, you know, like that would be really dope. But at the same
I think that's a good thing too, because they stepped out and they created their own lanes individually with their ministry.
Yeah.
Then they came back as, you know, together, and then just look what happened.
And that was smart, right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, speaking of the Clark sisters, who are some of your inspiration vocally? Because I could hear a little bit of Dorinda, I could hear a little bit of Karen, but maybe maybe you got something else. Who else?
Yeah, well, I have my top five. Karen is definitely one. Kim Burrell is another. I love Miley Cyrus, and a lot of people are always like, "Wait, what do you mean? How you get that?" Well, if you hear my last single, Try, it's more of a pop, gospel, country type style song, and you can hear the inspiration there. And then Ella Fitzgerald and Brandy. Those are my top five.
Well, I can hear all that.
I was expecting Brandy.
When she said Brandy, I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because your voice has so many layers to it. It's like, When you sing, it's like you can legitimately like hear like all these different voices, the influences, and you can literally hear all that. So when you said Kim Burrell, Karen Clark Sherry, I'm not gonna lie, I don't hear no Miley Cyrus, but I hear the Kim Burrell.
That's okay.
I hear the Karen Clark Sherry. I hear the Brandy, and it's kind of crazy, but I still hear a little bit of Dorinda in there. So I don't know.
Yeah,
well, at least when you were with
Zayel,
I heard some. Yeah, and when you were with Zayel, I did hear a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so we get down to this part of the interview. Would you mind blessing us with a line of one of your songs or anything that touches you right now? Just to...
I was just about to ask again.
I couldn't wait no longer. I had to. I was like.
Okay. And it doesn't matter which.
No, it doesn't. Hey, it's coming from. Nah, not from you.
Oh,
in the alphabet, I'm good with that.
Okay, I'm going to sing what I've been singing on a lot of lives lately. It's just really inspirational for this time, or encouraging, rather, for this time. I love the Lord. He and prayed every draw on, long as I live, and
I was on mute and I'll see you.
Wow.
Thanks.
I was just, wow. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
I had you background.
Man, all those I'm trying to catch up. Them runs.
That's what she loves saying. You know, I had to keep it low key, and I was like, yeah, she got that one.
Yeah, she ain't playing no game.
Thank you.
The truth.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Look, I still get nervous when I'm put on the spot, so thank y'all.
Nah. No, that was amazing. We want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us today. Like I said, we're very honored to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Huge fan, and elated that we had this opportunity to speak with you. In the future, we'd love for you to come back on I know things clear up and you're able to promote things. Anything you have in the future you want to come on, we would love to have you on. You got our full support on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So if you have anything else you want to say to your fans before we part ways?
Yeah, sure. If you want to chat with me, want to book me for anything, hit me up on all of my social media because you'll be able to see my booking information on there as well. But Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is at Keandra Lockett. Also, go to my website, find out what I'll be doing next. That's www.keandralockett.com. And you can also check out my new song, Trouble Won't Last, playing on radio everywhere. All that good stuff.
Lisa, do you have anything to add before we part?
I love those baby dolls that you got going on there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I said I was going to get some for my daughter, but she's not that girly. She don't play with baby dolls, but, I love it. I thank you for being on with us. It is an honor to have you, and it's great, that you are making moves within your gifts.
Thank you.
It be the clothing line or your beautiful voice, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you and for your time.
Wow. Thank you for the platform. Thank you.
Yeah, this platform is always here for you anytime in the future. Just
thank you.
Send me that email and we're gonna set it up for you. Whatever you need, we
yes,
got
sir.
You.
Yes,
and
sir,
we're gonna close out. We're going to close out with a song from one of the Soul Couture albums. It's called Diamond and Pearls. It's by the lovely Keandra Lockett. Lockett. Let me get it right. Keandra Lockett. Keandra Lockett. I got to learn how to read.
It's Friday, y'all.
Everyone have a great evening.
This is a song to all my ladies.
Time out. Are y'all still here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I want everybody to pay attention to the lyrics. Pay attention to the lyrics of the song and just pay attention to her gift. I just want to break that in. Like, you guys pay attention. This was Diamond and Pearls by Prince. But Keandra has rewritten the song and made it her own, and you guys got to pay attention to the lyrics. It's very inspirational. And get back to the song.
Yeah.